Hello, Anchor people. My name is Jess, and you are listening to Jess in the Flesh. Hey, Anchor. I haven't been on in a really long time, and I'm sorry about that. It's summer now. I got out of school, you know, a little more than a month ago. And life's pretty good. I got a job that I actually like. I'm a cashier at a grocery store now, and it's enjoyable because the conversations you have with people are interesting. Like, for instance, the other day, a lady was talking about how now the government's like, hey, you're gonna start paying like 5 cents per plastic bag to try to prevent people from using plastic bags. And she's like, so if you were to go to McDonald's and get food and they didn't put it in a plastic bag, like, the grease would get all over you and stuff. In my mind, I was like, they mostly use paper except for salads, but I wasn't gonna argue with the woman because, you know, the customer is always right. Am I right? I've also been listening to more podcasts recently, and it's funny because I have this as my podcast, and I should, if I make a podcast, right, I should listen to podcasts and support other people, and, you know, I was doing so. I was listening to all different kinds of podcasts. I really enjoy the podcasts where you can actually watch them talk, like, on YouTube and stuff, because it helps see, like, people see, like, facial expressions and, you know, other visual input that could add to what they're, the effect of what they're saying, what they're talking about. For me, I just wish I had had someone to talk with. Because having an educated conversation on a podcast, or just a conversation in general, I just feel is more interesting than just me babbling on about myself and being conceited and whatnot. But, yeah, life is great. Also, I've been sticking with YouTube and, you know, posting every week and focusing a lot of my energy on that, so I just feel like I always neglect my podcast, and it's kind of a hard situation, because I really like to do this, and I feel like this podcast, no offense, it's not supposed to be the most entertaining thing in the world, listening to me talk about my life. And for me, it's not really about how many people listen to this. It's more about me getting things off of my chest, and it's just therapeutic. So that's why I do this. With YouTube, that whole thing, it's just fun. I just really like to do it. It just makes me happy. But this, on the other hand, is just therapeutic to, you know, have more serious talk with myself or to you and whatnot, to, you know, try to work through my thoughts and figure out my life, because, you know, sometimes life is rough. Like I said, life is rough. The other day, my dad and I, we take walks around our neighborhood from time to time, and we were having this conversation about the music industry. Now, we were talking about how a lot of bands and artists lose their roots in, like, what their original sound was and what music they want to make, and then they just begin making pop music, and they quote-unquote sell out. I feel like this could also work in opposition, because I feel like there are also some artists who start out, like, you know, covering popular songs and doing pop music, and then finding their sound later on once they have a following. But I feel like that happens less frequently, because the artists that start out pop, they just tend to, I feel like, get stuck in that sense of, okay, this is what my fans like, and this is what I should stick with. And I just feel like they're afraid to take the risk to make the music that they would like to make. And also, the other way around, like, you know, when bands quote-unquote sell out, I feel like once a band, for example, I'm going to use Green Day as an example. Green Day was a rock band, and then, you know, in recent days, they still have, you know, rock roots, but they have some pop songs, and their sound is changing. A lot of bands evolve, and I just feel like they evolve to pop. I feel like that's just where a lot of bands go, because they want a following, they want people to listen to their music. But at the same time, if you were an artist and you felt like your sound wasn't, you know, pop, wouldn't you rather stick with your own sound and then be successful with, like, the kind of music that you really like to make and the kind that makes you happy, as opposed to, you know, making popular sounding music, you know, to get a following, but they're not following, you know, they're not really following you as being an authentic artist. They're following you as a, you know, pop copy, an inauthentic singer or group. So yeah, we were talking about that. And then we were also talking about how the music industry just tends to be, you know, surrounded by a lot of, you know, it's very corrupt. There's a lot of issues with the music industry and, you know, executives and people using artists to make their money and not really basing it on the artist's best interest. And, like, I just think it's messed up. I feel like, especially nowadays, being a musician is probably one of the hardest career paths you could do. Because when or if you are a musician, anyone can listen to music for free on YouTube or on, you know, Spotify or another streaming service. But with, you know, with Spotify, you need, like, I think, I don't remember how many plays it is, but I think it's like 1,000, you know, plays of a song for, you know, $1 or something. I don't really know the exact ratio, but that's around what it is. So they are losing so much money because of the gratification, the instant gratification that, you know, the way we listen to music today. And I just feel like it's not fair to those artists. It's harder for them to be successful. And it's mainly because less and less people are actually, you know, going out and buying their music, whether it be a digital copy, a CD, or what have you. And, you know, I just feel like it's harder for them to make it in the world. That's all. Side note though, I've had this rash that's like on my arms, and I keep seeing little, like, you know, they're like little pox, and they keep popping up random places on my body, and I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if I am allergic to something or whatnot, but like they just keep showing up in random places, and like they've been there for a week, and I don't know what they are. And, like, they came up after I was sick. Like, I was sick for a couple of days. And I had a slight fever. My fever's gone, but I still have now all these little specks all over me. So, I'm hoping that I'm not gonna die. I hope it's not the plague. Like, fingers crossed. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm fine. It's fine. So, I'm a happy bean because the new Panic at the Disco album finally came out, and I'm so happy about it. I listened to it the day before it came out, technically, because one of my friends pre-ordered this special package or something, and so I got to listen to it the day before, and it was great and iconic, and I was like, yes, I am for this. Because I think, personally, that Brandon Urie is a god, so. And I don't think I'm the only one to believe so. Like, yeah, he's an icon. And his voice is amazing. This album is pretty decent. There are some songs where I'm just like, eh, but then there's a couple that make up for it. My two favorite songs from the album as of now are Roaring Twenties and The Overpass, because they are the most iconic ones. Let me tell you, like, Roaring Twenties, I really, really, really like theatrical type music, because for some reason, it just makes me want to dance, and it just brings me joy, and that is what Roaring Twenties is. If you're a Panic at the Disco fan, and, you know them, it's very similar, like, it's a very similar vibe to the album A Fever You Can't Sweat Out, which, if you don't know, was their very first album, and, I just really dig theatrical music like that. And then The Overpass, I really enjoyed because it also made me happy, but in a different way. It made me want to dance because The Overpass is very much influenced, at least I think, by disco music. It reminds me of disco music, and you can't not help but groove and shake your booty and boogie to disco music. And thus, that's why I really enjoy that one. And so, now I'm going to play both those songs for you. And, so you can live your best life and be happy with me. As a person in general, I have the tendency to confuse the emotions of grief and of love and caring for someone. Here's just an example. So, when I was a young lass, I had a crush on this little boy. Okay? Let's say it was fifth grade. So, I liked this boy, and I was friends with the wrong people at this time. And, I may have bullied him a little bit just to be friends with these people because I didn't have any other friends. And I know that doesn't give me an excuse for what I did, and it was wrong, but it was so long ago, and, you know, the kid probably doesn't remember. But, yeah. After that, I was conflicted, because I was like, you know, I had a crush on this boy, and I hurt him, and, you know, I felt bad about it. I did. I thought time would just heal, you know, heal the wound. But, you know, and, you know, eventually we'd be close buds or whatever. But that never happened. And that experience made me feel a stronger attachment to that kid. Because of how I wronged him. I felt like I owed it to him to be loyal even though I wasn't talking to him. It was a weird situation, I don't know. And, like, I felt like I cared so much because of the mistake I made, but I felt like because I waited so long, there was no point to go and to apologize and potentially heal the wound that was there. And I kind of just accepted it for what it was and continued to live my life. Now, I see, because I have these really strong feelings about it, you know, it felt like I just really cared and I had feelings for him, like intense feelings. And obviously I didn't, because it was just masked by the grief I was feeling because of the wrong thing I did. And I think that's why I was attached for so long. And for me, it's like, if I'm thrown into a new place or scenario or something, I will attach to one person and hold on to them in my mind until, you know, I relocate or a new atmosphere is there, or if I'm in a new environment. So I had these feelings for this kid for a long time, and they drove me to, well, they had an impact on my mental health, and I became really depressed because of what I did, and it was just my guilty conscience, and I didn't do anything. I never did anything, and part of it was because I was like, it's been so long, it'd be weird to bring it up now. Probably doesn't like me anyway, so it doesn't matter. And also, I wouldn't want to put myself out there and then get rejected, because getting rejected is still my biggest fear. So I just kept my mouth shut, was miserable. And after that point, I had my walls up all the time. I didn't want to, you know, talk to people or become attached to people or befriend other people, because I felt as though I was just going to hurt them, like I did to this boy, you know. And it was hard to live with for a long time, because it was like, I felt like I was protecting other people, but in reality, I was just hurting myself. And, you know, I mattered. People matter. But I always viewed myself after that point as a bad person because of this one action I did. This one defining moment of my childhood. Because I did that one thing, I thought that, you know, I was a despicable human being. I was the worst person in the world. And it ate me up.
So throughout middle school, throughout high school, I isolated myself. I never let anyone see who I was because I was afraid of becoming attached and letting another person down or another person doing the same to me. And I wasn't ready to deal with it. And so now I still get confused with those emotions. Like, I went to college a couple years ago for the first time. And I immediately attached myself and be like, I like this person. They were like the first guy to speak to me once I was at school. And, you know, I just stuck with it. And it wasn't based on personality at all. It was based on, you know, timing of things. So I know in my mind that the what I am feeling isn't real. And in the past, what I felt for that person wasn't, you know, true feelings of care. It might have started that way before the incident, but after that, it just intensified to a new extreme, and it was all in my mind. And this is why I think I'm crazy sometimes. And, you know, I've come to terms with it. I accept it. And, yeah, that's why I confuse the emotions of grief and love and feelings and, you know, caring for people. And it's still really hard for me to open up to new people because of this. And, you know, with the fear of rejection and the fear of me hurting someone else, because I don't want to hurt other people. That's never my goal, but sometimes people misread me. A lot of the times I will do or say the wrong thing. And at the end of the day, it's just really difficult for me to apologize and go out of my way to do so. And that shouldn't be an excuse, but I'd rather just not put myself in a situation to have to do that, because I know in myself that it'd be a lot harder for me to actually go through with it. Anyway, that's going to be all for today's show. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. If you liked it, and you are a fan of me, which you don't have to be, but you can favorite this station on the Anchor app or subscribe to it on any platform that you're listening to this on. Also, stay tuned for the list of all the songs that I played during this episode if you were unable to hear them. Anyway, thanks for listening and have a great day. Bye. Here are the songs I played, in case you missed them. Kaleidoscoped by A Great Big World. Roaring Twenties by Panic at the Disco. The Overpass by Panic at the Disco. And Inside Out by Eve Six.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.